This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people. This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
HarperCollins presents Money, A User's Guide by Laura Whateley. Read by Helen Keeley. Introduction. This is a little guide that I could have really done with 10 years ago, when I was 23 and fresh off a first Great Western into London, one of the world's most expensive cities, ready to start my first full-time job as the global economy crashed. Here, I address the things I wish I had known about money earlier. The younger you start saving, the more time your money has to grow, but was too embarrassed to ask. I assumed everybody else already had it nailed. Turns out that most did not, and still don't, whatever their seeming competency at being an adult. My aim is to make sense to those of you who write yourselves off as bad with money, the way I once did and often still do, as you stare down the barrel of your overdraft. It does not have to always be this way. Anyway, what does being bad with money even mean? Failing to check your bank balance regularly and not putting enough in a pension? Or putting so much in your pension that you haven't had a holiday since 2005? Who is to judge? Here is a secret. Everyone is bad with their money sometimes.